I wonder how you would liken your life at the moment. Perhaps a little bit like a yo-yo, full of ups and downs. The ups are the good moments, like the children have experienced at Soul Survivor, encountering and experiencing the Lord. And then there's down moments, the not-so-great moments when they came home to their parents with basketfuls full of washing. Maybe it's a little bit like a roller coaster. You strap yourself in and then you get shunted through life by circumstances outside of your control at breakneck speed. Sometimes going so fast you want to throw up, at other times with your hands in the air like you just don't care. Life is full of ups and downs and changing circumstances. But thankfully, God is not affected by these things. Rather, he remains the same yesterday, today, forever. So much so that the songwriters in the Bible constantly refer to God as rock, solid, faithful, constant in his love and grace extended toward us, his purposes for us, and his commitment to us. And of course, his desire to see his promises fulfilled in our lives. Promises that are always kept, never made to be broken, never whispered with his fingers crossed and whispering, "Just kidding, didn't mean it." But he always keeps his promises. And he gave a great one to King Asa. "If you seek me eagerly, you will find me, and I will give you rest." And to begin with, King Asa heard the promise and chose to believe it. And so he began to seek the Lord. In other words, turn to God and desire a relationship with the Lord. He showed this by turning away from idols, restoring worship, gathering the people of God together, and making promises to seek God in everything. And as a result, he saw the fulfillment of God's promise. God gave him rest on every side. Rest from intense activity, rest from toil and labor, rest from being burdened by anxious thoughts and troubles confronting him. Blissful rest. Ah, sounds wonderful, don't you think? And here's the great thing. This promise is not just for King Asa, but also for us. If we seek him eagerly, if we turn to him and desire him by spending time reading his word, worshiping him for who he is, abiding with him in prayer, then he will give us rest on every side. Peace with God, peace within ourselves, and of course, peace with others. But of course, this joy of seeking God and turning to him comes down to two important things. They're like the foundations of our life with God. Without these foundations in place, our life with God is going to be a little bit lopsided. We won't grow strong and true, and there'll always be the risk that at any moment we could stumble. So foundation number one, listen. Listen to what God is saying to you. He's always speaking to us through the revelation of his son Jesus, through his word, the Bible, through the whisper of the Spirit, through all sorts of means. God your Father is speaking to you. So tune in and listen. Foundation number two, obey. In other words, whatever God is saying to you, make a decision in your heart today that you're going to do it. Put your hand on his, in his, and walk along the tracks of grace and discipline. If his whisper is, "I am with you," then respond with obedient steps of faith. If it's a rebuke, obey by turning from sin, knowing that he knows best. Listen and obey. Simple enough, right? Well, sometimes, especially when we're in a fix and desperate for God's help, as King Asa was. His people had turned away from God. The country had been at war. The cities needed to be rebuilt. He needed God to help him to rebuild. And so he sought God and he listened and he obeyed. But then sometimes, often, hard. Especially when things are going well and we have been given rest on every side, like King Asa. Very quickly we fall into complacency. We become satisfied with our own achievements. We camp out in stories of past glories and ignore the truth that God wants us to keep moving forward. When this happens, we quickly forget. We forget his promise to give us rest if we seek him. We forget his grace that sustains and carries us. We forget the ways he has protected us. We forget that our best response to his love is to listen and obey. And we fall headlong into the trap of being, well, self-confident, self-righteous, self-sufficient, self-admiring, a little like King Asa. So when the moment of trouble came his way a few years later, instead of seeking God and obeying, full of self-confidence, he took matters into his own hands and made bargains with people that he just shouldn't have. And so King Asa's story is about a king who didn't listen to God. His story is a red light to us, a warning to us. One of those stories in the Bible that grab a hold of us and pull us back from the edge of disaster. The kind of story that reminds us that the best way to follow God is to listen and obey. The end of King Asa's story is a sad one. His story began with Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, and it comes to an end with Asa suffering from a severe disease in his feet and the words, "Even in his illness, Asa did not seek help from the Lord, and so did not draw near to him." Remember, God wants you to draw near to him. He wants you to come so close that you can hear him speaking to you, whispering wonderful words of promise. "I love you. I'm pleased with you. I'm never going to let you go. You are mine. Walk with me. I will give you rest." So seek him. Turn towards him. Search for him in his word. Lift your face to him in worship. Abide with him in prayer. I wonder, what do you need to stop doing and start doing in order to seek him? And then listen to him. Listen carefully for his voice. Even now, in this moment and the moments that follow, shh. Be still and listen. And then obey him. Remember the two key phrases that we have this year. What is the Lord saying to you? And what are you going to do about it? Decide in your heart today that you will not be like King Asa, the king that didn't listen to God, but rather you will be like the son and daughter that you are, the one who delights to do their father's will.